This is this
for
is,
a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Well, we are talking about patience according to Islamic teachings. But before that, before we go into detail, I would like to mention one thing, brothers and sisters. Faith may be defined as something which consists of ethics, legal rights, and public instructions. The same is the case for any other constructive social school or organization. We may therefore classify faith into the following. First of all, this is the basis of understanding of man and the world. It is called worldview. Second, on the basis of these principles, there is the overall direction for the movement in human action. This is called ideology. And then within these boundaries, guidelines and regulations for relationship of man with Allah, with self, with fellow human beings and with other creatures. And this is what we call akhlaq amali, okay? This is practical ethics. And then a series of moral guides, for maintaining the required necessary momentum or endeavor for achieving perfection and exaltedness and accomplishing success in various fields of life. So faith will not be complete unless ethics, legal rights, and instructions are there. Faith is not only about belief in God and belief in the day of resurrection and no practice. Practice is a part of faith. This vast complex includes personal matters related to the personal interest of the individual, as well as social matters pertaining to various large groups of humanity, and affairs concerning these groups and the Islamic community. Let us see the complex of faith. What is the influence and the role played by patience?
We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
In other words, a person committed to religion will act as follows. He must believe in religious principles, he must obey the religious regulations, and he must be familiar with the special clauses dealing with ethics. And if one fulfills all the above three in his conduct, he could rightly be called a true believer. A true believer is one who believes not only in the fundamentals of faith, but he also practices the code of conduct. He also practices the moral instructions and follows the moral standards. And we will now examine the role played by patience in the life of a believer in following religion in its true sense. Brothers and sisters, let us see what influence and role is played by patience in the, in the geometrical figure representing the faith of a true believer. Let's consider the example of an automobile which is supposed to move someone together with his household belongings to a certain location. After passing through various streets, this automobile finally reaches the desired final destination. What is responsible for moving this automobile? Is it the engine? What thing is responsible for providing the strength or power to the engine? Of course, it is the petrol. It is the gas. Therefore, in the life of a believer, patience may be compared to the engine or the petrol which gives life and strength to that engine. And it's, of course, it's a good example for you, brothers and sisters, to understand the role and the importance of patience. Patience is something that serves as, that plays the role of an engine. Without patience, the truth and steadfast logic of the exalted school of religion would not have been understood. Without patience, the truth would not have been established, and the religion of Islam would not have been spread. The divine learning, the revelation of this school, the school of Islam, which blessed humanity, would have lost its color with the passage of time. The ultimate hope of victory of truth over falsehood, which provides fresh, life-giving blood for powerful hands and steadfast steps of believers, would have been silenced. And the laws and guidelines of religion which control and check the human tendencies of transgression would have become inactive.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Brothers and sisters, patience plays such a tremendous role. It serves as an engine that gives power, that it serves as the petrol that gives that makes the engine move and the automobile to move ahead. And let's give the example of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, who exercised patience despite hardship. Of course, there, if we go through the life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, we understand very clearly that the Prophet suffered a lot, especially when he was in Mecca and when he lived along with his wife Khadija and his daughter Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha. They lived for a few years in the valley of She'b, which is called She'b Abi Talib, and they suffered the most. They were threatened to death by the enemies who had forced them to seek protection in by going through, by living in the, that valley. But for many years they stayed there, they suffered, they tolerated. The Prophet was somehow encircled by the enemies. Somehow the Prophet tolerated, his family also tolerated the situation. And he, after 13 years, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, left Mecca for Medina, and there is light at the end of the tunnel. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, arrived in Medina, he had already suffered a lot at the hands of the enemies, the Quraysh, who had left no stone unturned to harm him, to torment him. But finally, the Prophet made it, and he was successful in spreading the message of Islam in Medina. And from there, the message of Islam spread all over Hijaz and then across the region. This shows the importance of patience. Had the Prophet not been patient, had his companions not been patient, of course, that truth would not have been established. The message of Islam would not have been spread. That is it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have,
share.